It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Peter.
South African Breweries enlisting 44,000 African farmers to produce crops for beer making.
Yes, more clear beer drinking in Africa is what they're looking to do. It is the aspirational beer in Africa, but it's not affordable. So what South African Breweries is planning to do is to go in and have the crops grown, the crops that they need there, the sorghum, the cassava, and the barley, and let the local people grow those crops. Not that there aren't people doing that already, but they don't want to take those crops that should go into food and then put them into beer. So they want, you know, new crop growing going, and then they partner with these people, guarantee purchases, and then they make beer out of that because they see like a $3 billion market awaiting them there. There's not enough clear beer drunk there. A lot of people are drinking their own home brews. We saw what happened in Kenya recently, where 128 people died from a home brew. Others were blinded, had to be put into hospital. So they're looking for a much higher level of clear beer. They see the market there, but they know that it's got to be affordable. So coming in with different branding, like they did in Uganda with the Eagle, very successful, migrating that sorghum clear beer into other African countries, and then doing trials in Ghana with cassava and barley in Mozambique and Zambia, and getting these crops up. They already buy from about 15,000 farmers there, but now they want to really push this to a high level.
Gosh, Martin, didn't realize beer drinking could be so scientific. But let's look at this wind farm in South Africa's Eastern Cape province. A Belgian company planning to build that.
Yes, a Belgian company coming in with 1.2 billion rand to build a wind farm at the Kuge Industrial Development Zone in the Eastern Cape at Port Elizabeth. And the idea will that they will build their first 2.3 megawatt module before the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup in 2010, and then go on towards 2011 with a total of about 50 of these particular turbines. And they don't want to invest only in turbines, they also want to invest in people. So they're going to select people, and that'll be their responsibility, put them through the local universities, because we don't have enough intellectual capacity in renewable energy. Build up that intellectual capacity, and then those top students in the South African university, give them a chance to go to European universities as well, so that you build up this pool of expertise. Of course, our ambitions with regard to wind energy in the country have been stated. You know, the new minister, Pierre Peters, has said she wants 400 megawatt before 2012. That's a fairly moderate ambition. I think that's about 1% of our capacity at the moment. And we know that the National Energy Regulator is giving 1.25 rand per kilowatt hour now. So that's actually been decided, how much they'll pay these people who provide the wind energy. And we see some activity in Darling in the Cape, where they're looking at expanding to a 70 megawatt wind farm, and then also at Hopelands in the Cape, 100 megawatts, but still fairly moderate in view of what people are doing elsewhere in the world.
And Sasol willing itself to, or will itself be producing half of the electricity it needs for 2012, you say?
Yes, they're going to 50% energy independence. There's a lot of uncertainty with Eskom. They still haven't got their funding plan in place. They hope to do that soon, but the people are aware that the cost of electricity is going to rise, so they're investing themselves. And we see that with Sasol. It's also an energy producer. It produces transport energy with our petrol and diesel, but it's saying from an energy security point of view, from electricity, they are going to produce half of the electricity that they need at their plant in Mpumalanga at Secunda. They're producing about 33% of it at the moment, 280 megawatts. They'll go to 600 megawatts by 2012, and that will be about 1.5% of our national capacity. So from one company coming in with 1.5%, that's quite a big undertaking, and it's all in the interests of cost as well, because they believe that through cogeneration they can produce that electricity a little bit lower. And we know that Eskom at the moment is going to lift their tariffs quite substantially in the next 3 years.
Thanks a lot, Martin. Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Now he'll be back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.